A Gallup poll found that nearly half of all employees quit their jobs not because they didn't like their job, but because of a bad boss. Before you lose a good employee, audit your own communications approach. The poll found that most employees cited the need for feedback, respect, support, and praise, but weren't getting these basics from their bosses, therefore causing them to call it quits. Finding good workers is difficult, replacing them is not always easy, and could lead to more fallout from your team. How do you go from horrible to reputable boss? The pitch challenge today: once again, better communication can help us resolve the bad boss trap. Did you notice that all the things employees said they needed from their bosses did not involve more money, vacation time, or a better benefits package? Everything they listed that they wanted will cost nothing but time and only require you to listen more and communicate better, elevating you from a horrible to reputable boss. First, employees say they want feedback. Don't wait until a quarterly or annual review to give feedback. Provide instant feedback, good and bad, to help make them better at their job now versus leaving them wondering if they are on the right track. Second, employees want respect. Of course, as a boss, you demand to be respected, but it's hard to give respect to someone when you don't feel respected yourself. The path towards being respectful starts with the simple act of listening and acknowledging a person's perspective. Third, employees said they wanted to be supported. This means when an employee has a sick child, a death in the family, or is experiencing burnout, you can show your support by giving time off, sending a gift or card to show concern, or even just offer your help. Fourth, employees said they need praise. This is the easiest thing on the list, but probably the least practiced by bosses. If expressing praise does not come naturally to you, set up a system that requires you to remember to praise employees. I did this recently with my team. I created a contest for the holidays that didn't require them to do anything extra to win, just to simply do their job. Then each week, I picked one team member who did an amazing job and acknowledged the accomplishment publicly in a group company email, pouring on the praise. Additionally, I gave the winner of my contest an Amazon gift card for $50. Because I set up this contest, it forced me as a boss to praise my team. In my boss brain, I often feel like I already praise enough. However, what I've learned is that you can never praise too much, and setting up a system to remind you to do this occasionally can go a long way with employee retention and satisfaction. Keep in mind that most of the time, open communication and additional training can improve the employee-boss relationship. Bosses should be responsible for taking the lead on this, but if your boss does not lead the way with better communication, it never hurts to address this with him or her first before quitting your job and working for another potentially horrible boss.